This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. If fireworks are part of your July 4th weekend, count yourself lucky, and not just because of the aforementioned inflation and supply chain issues. Communities in several drought-plagued states are taking a pass this year because of wildfire risk. This is shaping up to be another extreme fire season, which means more demand for airplanes that drop fire retardant on wildfires and the pilots who fly those planes. Agencies like the Forest Service often use private contractors, but when resources are short, a specialized team of military personnel can help. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck has that story.
I'm in Boise, Idaho, near the National Interagency Fire Center. We're waiting for a few planes to fly by. One smaller lead plane and a bigger one that'll drop thousands of gallons of water as training for fighting wildfires. The pilots talk over the radio.
But it's keep this direct turn coming to a downwind.
Copy that. We're with you at 4,000 right now, pulling in behind you.
Their plan is to drop from west to east, and they're going to drop at 150 feet at about 120 knots, 3,000 gallons of water, just obviously a training run.
That last voice is Varun Purohit, a Wyoming Air National Guard pilot. He works with this program called MAFFS, spelled M-A-F-F-S.
So MAFFS, what it stands for, is Modular Airborne Firefighting System.
MAFFS crews fly C-130 planes owned by the Department of Defense.
We can fly anywhere in the world, do low-level flying, airdrop missions, just hauling things from one, point A to point B.
The Forest Service budgets $2.5 million for this week-long training with about 400 participants. Agency officials say for the last 2 years, all eight of MAFFS air tankers were called in to help fight wildfires. Those planes are based in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Reno, Nevada, and near Oxnard, California. But the planes will fly wherever they're needed. Lieutenant Colonel Purohit flew in from Cheyenne. He's a MAFFS commander in training, and he likes the challenge of fighting fires.
This is probably the most difficult mission, as far as the actual, no kidding, flying, because we're at high altitudes, it's very hot. The aircraft is, you're basically max performing the aircraft.
Challenges also include flying these massive planes low and slow through heavy smoke and mountainous terrain. Last year, an air tanker pilot from a private company died in northern Colorado while trying to help fight the Kruger Rock fire at night, something that isn't generally done because it's so dangerous. A few years ago, two Idaho pilots died along the Utah-Nevada border fighting another large fire. But Purohit says when he's fighting fires, he gets to see the direct effects of his work.
We just dropped on the edge of the fire. That line held. We helped the guys on the ground do their job.
It's not just pilots training in Boise, though. There are also ground crews and flight engineers, like Chief Master Sergeant Cameron Peters. He came up from Reno, where he's part of the Nevada Air National Guard. He says engineers like him monitor all kinds of systems and make sure checklists are completed.
They're really the conscience of the crew. They bring adult supervision to the flight deck.
And for Peters, wildfire fighting does have its challenges.
You may show up somewhere where the terrain is very rugged, where the smoke is very thick, and exciting is probably not the word I'd use. I'd use spicy or sporty.
This special MAFFS team is only called when there aren't enough contractors for the Forest Service to tackle big wildfires. If that happens, Peters says this training will make sure they're ready.
This is where we get to knock off the cobwebs, knock off the dust, and make sure that we're able to go out there and execute based on the level that the U.S. Forest Service needs us to do during fire season.
Back on the landing strip, two planes, a small one followed by a massive C-130 Hercules air tanker, approach where I'm standing. It drops a curtain of water on a grassy area in front of us. The air tanker is emblazoned with a big number 3, and its home base is back in Wyoming. That is, until it's called out, maybe to help firefighters who could use some backup. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.